This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Tuesday, June 29, and these are the headlines. A new online survey in the city showed that about half of the residents believed their finance capability is still manageable despite the onslaught of COVID-19. The University of Mindanao Institute of Public Opinion ran a poll in the third week of the month, with half of the respondents considered millennials. The survey showed that 3 of every 10 of them were struggling financially, as about half of them claimed they have used their savings. 3 out of 10 respondents claimed they don't have savings. Meanwhile, the city government reported that 8 of its barangays have remained critical in terms of the number of COVID-19 cases. Based on the report, some of these barangays are even out of the urban centers, as the 8 are located at 16-B, 27-C, 30-C, Alambre, Baguio Proper, Manuel Gianga, Ubalde, and Wines. On Sunday, the Regional Office of the Health Department reported that of the 501 cases in the region, 238 were from the city. In business, the national government announced that it is setting up a coconut levy asset registry to monitor the status of the industry and in compliance with Republic Act 11524. Under the law, which created the Trust Fund Management Committee in managing the Coconut Farmers and Industry Trust Fund, also known as the Coconut Levy Fund, the registry will serve as the guide in crafting the roadmap for the fund. In sports, the Association for the Advancement of Karate Do, Davao City Chapter, topped the recent Region 11 Directors' Cup E-Kata and E-Phantom Committee held last week. Under the tutelage of Chief Instructor Romel Tan, the group won 18 gold medals, 18 silvers, and 7 bronze during the 2-day competition. You are listening to the audio edition of the Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph. This is John De Velos for the headlines.